Because its supplier, Asia Pulp and Paper, is accused of raiding the rainforest for raw materials, a Virginia company called Mercury Paper is the target of a boycott. And Virginia's lieutenant governor has stepped in, writing on state letterhead to keep Mercury customers in the fold. It's my understanding that Greenpeace has launched a campaign to undermine your relationship with Mercury Paper Company, he wrote. It is unfortunate that their reputation has been unfairly and inaccurately attacked. For 2 months, we've been asking Bill Bowling's office for an interview. He frequently appears as a guest on radio talk shows. But his media scheduler has been unable to find a time when we might ask the lieutenant governor why he thinks the charges against APP are unfair and who asked him to write letters for Mercury. We did put that question to a Mercury executive, Philip Rundle, who said Bowling isn't the only politician helping out.
You've got the governor. You've also got Congressman Goodlatte.
In a telephone conversation, I asked Rundle, has Mercury or any of its executives made campaign contributions to Mr. Bowling or other members of his party, Mr. Goodlatte?
No, we have not.
But a website called CampaignMoney.com clearly showed someone had written a check in March of last year. During a follow-up interview at his Winchester office, I pressed Rundle on that point.
I'm very sorry. I actually thought you were talking about Mercury Paper as a whole, but outside of the company, yes, I, Philip Rundle, have donated. I made the maximum contribution, which was $1,000.
Rundle says Republican lawmakers are stepping up to protect 150 jobs the company provides. And in a recent letter urging Kroger's CEO to resume business with Mercury, Governor Bob McDonnell says the boycott undermines Virginia's economic recovery. These efforts have also won support from the Tea Party. One of its websites praises McDonnell for standing up to the green elite and accuses Greenpeace of intruding in our state with job-killing activism. A spokesman for the union, which represents paper and woodworkers in Virginia, says it's actually Asia Pulp and Paper that's killing jobs because APP is not playing by the same environmental rules as North American companies.
It creates a competitive advantage that American workers can't compete with. There's been over 45,000 lost pulp and paper jobs here in the U.S. And I think that it's important to note that these jobs are oftentimes in rural communities and are oftentimes a major employer.
Roy Houseman, who's no relation to this reporter, worked in a paper plant that closed last year. A story in the New York Times also suggests a connection between APP and the Tea Party. Investigative reporter Mike McIntyre found certain political operatives linked the two and says the Institute for Liberty, headed by Maryland Tea Partier Andrew Langer, lobbied against tariffs on Asian paper. McIntyre found no evidence that APP had paid Langer.
Because the Institute for Liberty, like a lot of so-called social welfare organizations, is not required under the tax code to disclose who its donors are.
And he says Langer denied taking money from APP.
But when I pressed him on whether or not it was possible that another entity that had accepted money from the company had given him money, he hedged on that and said it was possible.
Whatever the politics, APP continues to prosper in the rainforests of Indonesia, and Mercury Paper claims it's tripled its sales in the last 3 years, selling under Oasis brand names Paseo and Livy to supermarkets, schools, restaurants, and hotels. The World Wildlife Fund urges consumers to buy paper products that are 100% recycled or certified by the Forest Stewardship Council. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.